高三英语高考练习四。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Stephen, where have you been? I've been trying to get hold of you for hours.
There was an emergency at work, so...
Question. What does the man mean?
Two. He sounds hot. What does he do for a living?
You know what? This is the best part. David is a junior investment banker at Fortune Bank, so he's got a great career path ahead of him.
Question. What can we learn about David?
Three. Oh, come on. It will be nice to get to know Jack. Besides, he's new to the neighborhood, and it would be rude to decline his invitation.
I guess so. You always make sense.
Question. Which of the following is true, according to the two speakers?
4. Hello, Mary. What seems to be the problem?
Hey, Doctor. Well, I think I might need glasses. I'm getting headaches, and I really struggle to see things that are far away.
Question. What can we learn about Mary?
5. We will have our midterm exams next month. I plan to look for some important books and study at the library. Do you want to join me?
Sure. I need to return some books. They are due today.
Question. What might this man do next?
6. I'm going to London on business next week, but I wish I knew a lot about it.
I get it. You want me to be your guide, don't you?
Question. What can we learn from the two speakers?
7. You need to take some breaks throughout the day. Studying all day isn't very usually effective.
You're right. I usually end up staring at my computer or checking my email instead of doing my work for class.
Question. What can we learn about the man?
Eight. Oh, fine. Hey, why don't we grab a bite to eat and do some catching up?
Yeah, why not? I've got a little free time on my hands.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
9. Oh my God, no internet access in the car is killing me.
Can't you wait till you get home? Then you can surf the internet using the broadband wireless connection or whatever you like.
Question. What does the man mean?
10. I have been spending a lot of time watching movies at home, so you wouldn't have seen me. Recently, I've been obsessed with horror films.
Oh, how can you be interested in those? They're so scary.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
section B. Directions. In section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the question will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Hunger is complicated and can have many different triggers, said Dr. Monique Tello, a clinical instructor at Harvard Medical School, practicing physician and director of research and academic affairs for the Healthy Lifestyle Program at Massachusetts General Hospital. First, medical reasons are as follows. It's important to rule out any medical issues. Anybody who is feeling very hungry all of the time and isn't able to gain weight or is losing weight should see a doctor, Tello said. Some people are usually telling me, I'm eating and eating. I'm losing weight and I feel terrible, Tello said. They are ill, in fact. Second, psychological reasons are as follows. If there isn't an underlying medical issue, the problem could be in the head. It's reasonable to be hungry every 3 to 5 hours, given how the human digestive system works. But ever-present food marketing on TV and the constant stream of food porn on social media can trigger people to eat often and a lot. There are also deeply ingrained cultural triggers, like the idea of eating 3 meals a day plus snacks, Tello said. She hates the myth of breakfast, or the notion people have to eat as soon as they wake up. I tell patients the more you eat, the more you want to eat, Tello said. The more people eat, the larger the stomach gets. The stomach can stretch to accommodate large amounts of food. It's a distensible organ. A person's state of mind can play a role too. Boredom, anxiety, and depression can also send people looking into the refrigerator when they're not truly hungry. Third, lifestyle reasons are as follows. Sometimes the best answer to the question, why am I always hungry, is the simplest one. You're eating too little, exercising too much, or both.
Now listen again, please.
Hunger is complicated and can have many different triggers, said Dr. Monique Tello, a clinical instructor at Harvard Medical School, practicing physician and director of research and academic affairs for the Healthy Lifestyle Program at Massachusetts General Hospital. First, medical reasons are as follows. It's important to rule out any medical issues. Anybody who is feeling very hungry all of the time and isn't able to gain weight or is losing weight should see a doctor, Tello said. Some people are usually telling me, I'm eating and eating. I'm losing weight and I feel terrible, Tello said. They are ill, in fact. Second, psychological reasons are as follows. If there isn't an underlying medical issue, the problem could be in the head. It's reasonable to be hungry every 3 to 5 hours, given how the human digestive system works. But ever-present food marketing on TV and the constant stream of food porn on social media can trigger people to eat often and a lot. There are also deeply ingrained cultural triggers, like the idea of eating 3 meals a day plus snacks, Tello said. She hates the myth of breakfast, or the notion people have to eat as soon as they wake up. I tell patients the more you eat, the more you want to eat, Tello said. The more people eat, the larger the stomach gets. The stomach can stretch to accommodate large amounts of food. It's a distensible organ. A person's state of mind can play a role too. Boredom, anxiety, and depression can also send people looking into the refrigerator when they're not truly hungry. Third, lifestyle reasons are as follows. Sometimes the best answer to the question, "Why am I always hungry?" is the simplest one. You're eating too little, exercising too much, or both.
Questions. 11. Which of the following is Tello's view?
Twelve. Which of the following is true according to the passage?
Thirteen. What's the main idea of the passage?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Housework may seem like a nuisance, but researchers suggest that tasks like cleaning, sweeping floors, and cleaning windows may help adults stay healthy in old age. Writing in BMJ Open, the Singapore-based research team said, regular physical activity improves physical and mental health, reduces the risk and impact of chronic diseases, and reduces falls, mobility, and dependence in older people. Participants were also asked about their level of physical activity, including the amount of minor household chores, such as dusting, and heavy chores, such as scrubbing the floor, they did. Their risk of falling was assessed based on measures such as knee extension strength. The study involved 249 participants aged 21 to 64 and 240 participants aged 65 to 90. Most of those who reported doing high levels of heavy or light housework were women. After taking into account factors including age and sex, the team found cognitive scores and attention scores were 8% and 14% higher, respectively, for older adults doing high amounts of heavy housework, on average 131 minutes a week, compared with low levels, which appeared to amount to none at all. Older people have lower sitting time. They do a lot of heavy housework, and they are assessed as having a lower risk of falling. The team also found that older adults who did housework for an average of 902 minutes a week had cognitive scores 5% higher than those who did housework for an average of 89 minutes a week, and their memory also scores higher. Co-author of the study, Dr. Xiu Liang Wei, said that keeping fit should not be just recreational physical activity. Housework is purposeful activity for many older people.
Now listen again, please.
Housework may seem like a nuisance, but researchers suggest that tasks like cleaning, sweeping floors, and cleaning windows may help adults stay healthy in old age. Writing in BMJ Open, the Singapore-based research team said, regular physical activity improves physical and mental health, reduces the risk and impact of chronic diseases, and reduces falls, mobility, and dependence in older people. Participants were also asked about their level of physical activity, including the amount of minor household chores, such as dusting, and heavy chores, such as scrubbing the floor, they did. Their risk of falling was assessed based on measures such as knee extension strength. The study involved 249 participants aged 21 to 64 and 240 participants aged 65 to 90. Most of those who reported doing high levels of heavy or light housework were women. After taking into account factors including age and sex, the team found cognitive scores and attention scores were 8% and 14% higher, respectively, for older adults doing high amounts of heavy housework, on average 131 minutes a week, compared with low levels, which appeared to amount to none at all. Older people have lower sitting time. They do a lot of heavy housework, and they are assessed as having a lower risk of falling. The team also found that older adults who did housework for an average of 902 minutes a week had cognitive scores 5% higher than those who did housework for an average of 89 minutes a week, and their memory also scores higher. Co-author of the study, Dr. Xiu Liang Wei, said that keeping fit should not be just recreational physical activity. Housework is purposeful activity for many older people.
Questions 14. Which of the following is true according to the Singapore team?
What does it mean that old people have less time to get up from their chairs?
16. What's the main idea of the passage?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Mary, do you know much about body language in countries around the world?
Sure, I've picked up a few things from traveling around for work. Why?
Well, I had a meeting today with a woman from Japan, and she wouldn't stop bowing. I didn't know what to do.
Did you bow back?
No, I tried to shake her hand, but her hand was so soft, I was a bit offended.
Well, Japanese businessmen and women typically bow to greet each other in Japan. She might have been offended by your strong handshake.
But she was in America. Shouldn't she have known that strong handshakes in America signify confidence and respect?
Things are different in Japan. You know, in some countries, making eye contact with others is considered rude.
Is that why she wouldn't look at me in the meeting?
I think it's highly possible, yes.
The meeting really didn't go down well at all. I think I need to read up on intercultural communication before I have another meeting with someone from another country.
That's a good idea. When you don't know much about other cultures, the simplest thing can offend someone.
That's so true. It's great that we see eye to eye on this.
Now listen again, please.
Mary, do you know much about body language in countries around the world?
Sure, I've picked up a few things from traveling around for work. Why?
Well, I had a meeting today with a woman from Japan, and she wouldn't stop bowing. I didn't know what to do.
Did you bow back?
No, I tried to shake her hand, but her hand was so soft, I was a bit offended.
Well, Japanese businessmen and women typically bow to greet each other in Japan. She might have been offended by your strong handshake.
But she was in America. Shouldn't she have known that strong handshakes in America signify confidence and respect?
Things are different in Japan. You know, in some countries, making eye contact with others is considered rude.
Is that why she wouldn't look at me in the meeting?
I think it's highly possible, yes.
The meeting really didn't go down well at all. I think I need to read up on intercultural communication before I have another meeting with someone from another country.
That's a good idea. When you don't know much about other cultures, the simplest thing can offend someone.
That's so true. It's great that we see eye to eye on this.
Questions 17. Why does the woman know much about body languages?
18. What's the man's trouble?
19. What does a firm handshake mean in America?
20. What can we learn from the conversation?